Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We are about to prove that the world is coming to an end.
Apocalypse.
We do this every once in a while, and we want you to play along with this if you can. What is something that happened to you that you feel is a sign of the apocalypse?
Yeah.
And I'll give you the example. The first time I felt a sign of the apocalypse was a couple years ago, I think, when my wife bought her car. Every day that went by, I'd walk by her car and see that we were one day closer to that temporary tag expiring. And you're like, I'm going to have to go to the DMV eventually.
Yep.
And it's like, I call my dentist and go schedule a root canal. I call like proctologist, shove something in my, I drove to the Adams County DMV. I walked through the front door. It's a brand new building out there. They did all this stuff. I walked through the front door and there's not really any signs saying which way to go. There's like, cause your county clerk's in there, your DM, there's all this different stuff. And I'm like, here we go. I have no idea. I'm going to just be banging on doors. And as I'm kind of looking around, I hear a voice, excuse me. I turn around. There's a friendly person there. Like, who are you looking for? And I'm holding her place. He's like, oh, getting plates, are you? Okay. It's just right down there. It's room 201. I was like,
wait, there was someone polite and excited to be direct helping you out.
Both of those things happened already.
Right when you walked in.
Yes. So that is the first sign.
No! Wait, am I in the DMV?
Where am I? So I'm like, okay. So I walk down the hall, and as I'm walking in, there's a bunch of people like in the waiting room where they're like, and then you walk up and there's three different things where you take a number, not just one.
Oh, whoa.
And I'm like, well, which number do I take? Whatever. And I walk in and there's a person standing next to the three numbers. They're like, are you registering a new vehicle? Yeah. Okay. Did you buy it from a dealer? I'm like, dealer. I'm like, you want to take the third one? And I go, and I take the ticket. It's like, C101. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go grab a seat and like get some slumber until it's like, my butt didn't hit the ground. It's like C101. I'm like, what is happening?
Once again, this is a DMV, right?
Yes.
You had two helpful chipper.
Yes. And then I get up to the sloth at the front. I'm like, okay,
here it is.
I got it.
The
I
real
can tell
DMV.
Right now, this is not going to work. Sit down, and they're like, do you have your registration? I'm like, yeah, here you go. Do you have your license plates? Yeah, I'm going to use these. Do you have your proof of insurance? I'm like, I give her mine. She's like, it says the car is under her name. Oh, it's the same insurance. Like, need it in her name. I'm like, there it is. There it is. She's like, does your wife have a cell phone? She could just take a picture and send it to me.
Get
And I was like,
wait.
You're going to accept a picture? She's like, as long as the policy number is the same. And I was like, okay.
That's too easy.
Yeah. It was like 2 seconds later, I have a picture from my wife. I show it to her. She's like, no problem. Hand me the plates with the stickers.
Wait. She said, no problem. We're still at the DMV. And yes. She said, there's going to be
all
no
this
problem.
Is
that,
yes. Okay. Zero problems.
Yes.
And I walked in there with my laptop, with an iPad in case the power went out. Couple of books in case power went out in the city.
You found
candles,
books.
Zone bars, a Camelback.
Some flint. In case I need to make a fire.
Yes. Blankets, you name it.
Wow.
I was out the door, swear to you, under 7 minutes.
There is no.
Door to door.
Was Satan there?
Yes.
Because that's the only way.
So that's what we want from you.
Yes. The signs of the apocalypse. That type of thing.
What was a sign? Like, here's another example. You went, so we want you to play along. We want you to tell us yours. Like, what's the thing that you thought would never happen until hell freezed over? Like, you went to Casa Bonita.
Okay.
And the food was good.
Hey.
Okay. No!
Wait, am I in Casa process. This is the DMV or Casa Bonita.
What are you doing? This actually tastes like food. Okay. We can all admit it. We don't go there for the food. You go there for the cliff divers and I mean, you go there to lose 50 pounds from the dysentery or whatever you get.
Wow. Dang.
So if you've got a sign of the apocalypse, we want to hear what it was. Didn't you have a day? Forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, but wasn't there a day you drove from your house?
Dude, you remember that.
To the radio station on Arapahoe Road.
Yeah, I did.
At least the speed limit or better the whole
way. The whole way. No! Arapahoe!
Now, if you're a transplant from Texas or California, you don't understand.
You can't feel it.
The connotations of the words Arapahoe Road.
Thank you, because a lot of it is 55, yet everyone still does 40.
And Arapahoe and I-25 has been the biggest cluster F for us. Like, no, the city's redoing it, making it smarter. They just make it worse, and then it's
dude.
Like, Arapahoe and 25 is an area that, like, I'd rather go to the DMV
in Adams
and have a root canal than go to, but, like,
but that, for some
one
reason,
one day,
yeah, and all the cosmic tumblers fell into place.
Here's another sign of the apocalypse. This was a few months ago. I met a person who works here, and we had a conversation. We had several conversations. We even had a lunch function together.
Dang.
And it was towards the end of the lunch function, after having known this person for weeks at a time,
that
I found out that they were a vegan. So the sign of the apocalypse is I met a vegan who didn't tell me.
Well, okay, I was going to say.
Immediately. No!
They
you ever met a vegan or an atheist and not known it?
And they always make
like,
sure.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm an atheist. Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Right.
This is
first
this
thing.
Vegan. We'd had conversations about food. They ordered and didn't do the whole stop everything.
Okay.
Need to know if meat has been within 100 miles of what I'm about to put inside my head.
And they could have been like a born again, but they didn't even bring that. You'd have no
idea.
Right.
Zero.
Wow.
A vegan who didn't tell you first.
It's pretty rare.
No! So we're gonna hope that you guys get it, and then we can find out what amazing thing happened to you that was a sign of the apocalypse. AC,
yay!
How
are you
doing? What's your sign of the apocalypse?
I went to DIA, and I always feel like I have parking karma, so I go up to the very front, and in the parking garage, I got one of like the very first spaces by the door to go into the terminal.
Yep.
Shut it out.
And then I got upstairs and I went down to security, and there was like really no line whatsoever.
Get
and I walked
out.
Through security and they didn't have me take off my shoes or anything. And I went through and I was on the train literally within like 10 minutes of getting to the airport.
Holy no!
That's impossible.
That's like nine possible signs of the apocalypse.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
like a mega apocalypse is coming.
Yeah. Because like I am just like you, AC. I'm dumb enough to drive to the front every time.
So
I'm
you'll
like,
try. I don't even bother.
Oh, yeah. I try for it every time.
I know.
I'm like, I'm going in there. I'm going right next to door like 104. Yep. Like, I know which door I want to go in. And you drive up there and you're like, yeah, I'm done.
Not going
to
happen.
And you drive out to Z.
Right.
Like, as far out.
That's why I just go right to Z.
You
I,
do?
I never even try.
As a dude who doesn't want to walk,
right?
I thank you for like.
The very front.
But nothing makes me work. But I park at Z and I'm, you know, dragging my bag up there and there's 8 open spots.
I know. You're like, no! No, and no line at security, not taking your shoes off. That's...
Well, no, seriously, like, that never happens. It
ever.
Just happened this once where, and they were like, no, you don't have to take your coat off. You don't have to take your shoes off. Just come on through. And that happened once in my life, and I swear to God, I will never forget it.
That is.
That's apocalyptic.
That's
apocalyptic.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for saying the word that I'll never get out. Apocalypse. Okay, Marianne?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. What was your sign of the apocalypse?
I had an outstanding medical bill, and I called about it. Sounded like I was being sent to collections. Well, it turns out that they had money left over from the whole quarter, and they just paid everyone's outstanding medical bills.
No! Wait, they were just calling to let you know
that they paid
you. Yeah, you owe us a bunch of money, but we got you.
Well, I was calling them in because they weren't able to find it in their system, so I was freaking out that I was in collection. And then, yeah, they called me back and were like, "Now we just took care of it."
What?
Just
a medical bill.
Out of the goodness of their heart.
What?
They,
no.
That doesn't,
that,
they just don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
I've been sent to collections just because it was sitting on my counter and I call them like, "That's in collections." I'm like, "The bill got here like 3 days ago." You know, what? You're not. Oh,
that's crazy.
That's the word that I can't say. Okay. Apocana.
Apocalyptic.
I think that's close. Hope.
Yay.
Yay.
What's your sign of the apocalypse?
Well, yesterday was my birthday, and my husband and I got married in the end of July, and I was able to book our honeymoon for free yesterday.
What?
No! How does that even happen?
Yeah, that's impossible.
Well, so, like, last February, we took a vacation through one of those timeshare companies, and somebody along the way stole my credit card info. So somehow I got the owner of the company's phone number, and he said, "Okay, we'll make up for it. We'll give you a free vacation." And then I had completely forgotten about that. And yesterday I got the email that said, "Your vacation is expiring. If you want to extend it, call us." So I called, and then because we couldn't go back to that same destination that we wanted to, they waived all the fees, and so...
So somebody at a timeshare company, right? Which is the seediest bunch of...
Yes.
They were nice to you and followed through on a promise.
What?
Absolutely.
No! That is...
Wow.
Beyond bizarre. Thank you for the call. Whitney.
Yay!
Yay!
Signs of the apocalypse.
All right, so my boyfriend and I decided to go to Louisiana for the first time over the weekend. And we went out...
No! Oh, wait, that wasn't the... Okay, sorry. Okay.
Someone voluntarily wanted to go. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, let's go to Louisiana. Why not?
Yeah, right? So we get there, and so we're coming back, right? It was like a two-day thing. And so we got really drunk the night before, and we had an early flight at 6 o'clock. And so go to bed, and we wake up the next morning. We look at the clock. We woke up late. It's 4 o'clock. But we didn't, then we check it again because we didn't change our clock. And it's an hour later in Louisiana. So it was 5 o'clock. So we're like, shoot.
Wait, hey, you did a really good job on that.
And so we pack and we get to the airport, right? And so we're already, you know, we're like, "Oh, we missed our flight. You know, crap, we're going to have to reschedule." And we get up to the lady and she goes, "Oh, your flight was delayed, you know, like, so let me see if I can get your bags on." And so she keeps calling to get this guy to take the bags because they said that the luggage was already closed. And so she keeps calling. They won't answer. So she's like, "Screw it. I'm just going to send the luggage, you know, so you guys go." And so we managed to get our luggage on the plane and we make it to the plane. We're super hungover and all of this. And then we get on the plane and the stewardess try to kick us off because I looked pretty green and kind of sickly, and they're like, "All right, we can reschedule a flight for you." And we're like, no, we made it this far.
You have no idea.
The airline people have been nice to us.
Yes.
Don't stop the streak.
Exactly. So we made it home. Oh my gosh, I have no idea how, but
yeah,
we did.
There's no way.
There's no way. When they're all trying, because normally they're just like, "Nope, can't be done.
Exactly.
Sorry, you're late. You're green. It's not happening."
Before in my life.
Wow. Fun. That is definitely a sign of the apocalypse.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.